got him up there, but then it went into Saturday night, and they just, you know, they ran out a little gas. So it's one of those things where it's nice to play at home. I mean, you feel comfortable at home, and I would like to think the kids are feeling confident playing at home.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself.
Ow!
Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel... call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Yep, it's cold. And if you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services. Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than a Culver's creamy, fresh frozen custard and your favorite mix-ins? We handcraft every concrete mixer exactly the way you like. From caramel to your favorite candies like Butterfinger.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald's Athletics.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonnell High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Welcome back to Max Playoff Basketball, WIAA Division 5 Regional Semifinal, pitting your number one seed at McDonald Central Max against the number nine seed, the Riblake Redmen. When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Real Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Real Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Real Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From basketball to hockey to wrestling and gymnastics, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit realmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. And milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at gonnaneedmilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time now for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, Dave Flanagan. Again, McDonald, what do they need to do here to make sure that, again, an upset doesn't happen?
Well, watching Riblake warm up, I mean, one of the big things I can see already is, like, if they're going to launch that many threes, we're going to have to box out. There's going to be long rebounds. And hopefully from long rebounds, we can get some bust outs and get some easy layups.
Well, they hit almost six threes per game, shoot 31% from the field. We'll see what McDonald's defense is able to do. Those are your Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. It's WOGO Sports live on Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you. We are back with your player introductions and tip-off next on WOGO on Max TV.
It's back. Country RV's annual open house. Mark your calendars for March 8th through the 12th. Country RV's open house is on location, and if you've not been out before, you need to come out and see what all their customers found out. Voted by the Valley as one of the best 6 years running, is proud to still be independently owned, owner-operated, and providing their customers with the same products and service since 1997, which all starts with one word, pride. Looking to buy, upgrade, or just getting started? Come and see why Country RV has the most loyal and repeat customers around. Shop their full inventory, new or used, travel trailers, fifth wheels, park models, and toy hauler, big, medium, and small. See them all with more units coming yet for spring. Save on parts, accessories, holding tanks, hitching, and more. Country RV's Open House and RV Show is coming March 8th through the 12th. Learn more today at countryrvwi.com.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here, and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured. With top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools is committed to the formation of your child, mind, body, spirit, and community. A learning environment where Christ is honored and welcome.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education at McDonnell. That's the Mac way. Income-based free tuition programs close April 20th, so enroll your child today.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. Two Ovenworks pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
Welcome back to Max Playoff Basketball here on WOGO Sports on Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you. Starting lineups being introduced now. Riblake Redmond, the number 9 seed. They'll start with Jackson Blomberg, their leading scorer, almost 15 points per game. Number 2, a guard-forward combo, 6'2", junior. Tanner Vlock is a senior, a 6-footer, number 3, averaging 11 points per game from the guard position. Michael Borkhart, he's another senior, 5'10", guard, number 5, 7.3 points per game, 7.7 points per contest for number 11, the forward, 6'2", junior, Dominic Quednow. And Andrew Woody, the 6-foot junior, number 15, averages 8.4 points per game. He's in a guard-forward combo position for head coach Todd Henderson of Riblake. On the other side, for your McDonald Central Max boys, they are under the direction of Adam Schilling, fifth year at the helm of this McDonald boys program, a record of 91 wins versus 37 losses. That is a 71% winning percentage. They will start number one, Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt, the 5'11 senior guard, number one, 9.3 points per game. Has hit 38 threes on the season, 4.1 rebounds and 3 assists. Eddie Mittermeier, the 5'11 senior sharp shooting guard, number three, 109 threes made on the season for Eddie, 45% clip. He holds the McDonald's school record, 21.7 points per game, 3.1 assists. Keegan Galvez, the 6'5 senior forward, number 22, shooting 55% from the field, 6.8 points, 3.8 rebounds. Jordan Secor, the 6'2 sophomore guard, number 24, 2.5 points and 1.8 rebounds. And finally, Cannon Huss, the 6'3 senior guard forward, number 33. Huss, the leading scorer for McDonald, 22 points per game, 9.7 rebounds, shooting an incredible 57% from the field. McDonald and Rib Lake. Rib Lake in black jerseys, tops and bottoms with gold numerals, white piping, and some maroon accents. McDonald resplendent in their home white uniforms, royal blue numerals, gold piping, the royal blue numerals and lettering, and some royal and gold accents on the sides of the tanks and shorts. And Cannon Huss will jump up at midcourt, and Huss wins the tap, and we are underway here on WOGO Sports, live on Max TV in this regional semifinal on WOGO Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us. Jordan Secora, right wing, drops it down to Cannon Huss. High pass. Huss, good catch, gathers, flips it out. Left side, Aiden Misfelt, and Misfelt called for a travel as he went into the lane.
They're pregame jitters.
Yeah, this is a Rib Lake team, 13-12 on the season, but they have played, as Coach Henderson told us, some quality competition over there in the Marrowwood North, including some Division IV state-ranked teams. Up top, Michael Borchardt. He'll get it back. Works the left hand to dribble out to the elbow. A quick three, right side, back rim, no. Rebound out of bounds off the block. Miss actually grabbed in the corner there by Rib Lake. Penetrating, kicking back out to block. Block will pull up from 16 feet. Back rim, no. Rebound to Cannon Huss and McDonald. Huss is going to push for the max. Huss kicks out. Jordan Secora, wide open left corner, passes up the three. Huss at the right block extended. Working his man down, runs into a double team, pumps up and scores.
Great post move by Cannon, taking it hard inside.
2 games ago, Huss had his season high of 34 points. 2-0 McDonald. Andrew Woody along the baseline trying to get around Cannon. Huss finds a cutter going hard to the rim. Finger roll comes up short. Another offensive rebound, though. Woody tracks it down in the corner.
Well, that's what Adam talked about earlier. We got to be able to rebound.
Woody flips it over left side. It's Tanner Vlock. Vlock slides a bounce pass, but traveled first. And it's 2-0 McDonald, 95 seconds into this regional semi. Eddie Mittermeier across the timeline to Keegan Galvez, left wing. Up top, Aiden Misfelt. Aiden has his pass knocked away by Vlock. Vlock one-on-one against Aiden. Pushes off a little bit. Gets a nice runner.
Nice defensive play by him. He read that all the way through.
We're tied at 2. 2 minutes into this regional semifinal. Live from McDonald. Great crowd on hand. Eddie Mittermeier comes up short on a runner in the lane. Goes out of bounds. Block at the point. Takes it across the logo at midcourt. Shoots it over left side. That's Borchardt. Woody in the right corner. Up top to Block. Drops into the post. Kick out left side. Nailing a three from the left wing as Jackson Blomberg, the junior, their leading scorer. Confident shot there. McDonald trails 5-2.
Well, he said they can shoot the threes. There's a nice take by
Aiden. Misfelt penetrates. His runner pops in and out. Woody coming the other way. Goes left side to Vlock. Outside the arc. Vlock slides it up top.
Get out.
Work over right side. Quick trigger on a three. That one comes up well short. Long rebound right back to Vlock after the kick out from the lane. Another offensive rebound. Woody open along the baseline. Runs into a double team. Lost the handle. Trying to fight it out. He'll kick it out for a wide open look at a three from the left corner. That one too long. Rebound snared by Aiden Misfelt. McDonald trails by a full possession. Misfelt left wing. Jordan Secora in that left corner. Working off a slip screen from Cannon Huss. Sikora down to Huss, left block extended. Woody picks him up there. Backing down on him, Cannon Huss kick out Jordan Sikora. Sikora down the lane, hangs in the air and hits. Beautiful English off the window for the sophomore.
We always like to see that coming from Jordan. He just needs to score more for us.
McDonald trails by one, 5-4. It's an athletic attack by Jordan Sikora. And good to see him healthy and out there after he took that hard fall in the opening round game on Tuesday. Drop down to the block. Kick out from block. Back up top to Michael Borkhart. They'll find Woody. Woody kicks into the corner. Blomberg tries a three. Goes glass and good. I'm not sure if that was intentional, but it was effective.
It always looks pretty when it goes in.
Blomberg with two threes, and McDonald has been doubled up on. They trail 8-4. Cannon Huss, right block, along the baseline, lost the handle, gets it back, skips it up. Keegan Galvez. Galvez attacking down the lane, hangs in the air. He comes up short and takes a hard fall. Left side, Blomberg. Blomberg in transition, drops it back out. He'll leave it on the left wing for Borkhart. Borkhart fouled on the way to the hoop. Cannon Huss picks up that one with 13:41 to play.
They're very comfortable shooting from the outside. They're going to kick it into the post, and they aren't going to really look to score in the post, and then they're just going to kick it out to their shooters.
First team foul on either side. It's Cannon Huss's first. Block to inbound. Goes right side, Borkhart. Picked up by Jordan Sikora. And now back out to Borkhart. High on the right, in front of the McDonald bench, to Blomberg, who's had the hot hand. Don't have a ton of height in Rib Lake, but they can shoot. We've seen it so far. Woody McDonald, 8-4. On the right side, Borkhart picked up by Sikora. Shoots it down to the right elbow. Kick out block. Block pulls up at the left elbow. Nice bounce pass down low. Woody comes up short, fighting for the rebound underneath. Cannon Huss. Bass it to himself, and McDonald on the run in transition. Eddie Mittermeier to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt down the lane, skips a pass, and stepping in front of it, block. Looking for Keegan Galvez, cutting along the baseline. And Rib Lake just a little quicker to the ball. Eddie Mittermeier, speaking of quick, takes it away. Mittermeier down the lane, splits two defenders. Can't get the layup to go. Ball loose in the paint. Cannon Huss diving for it. Aiden Misfelt digs it out of there. Misfelt skips it over to Huss. Huss attacking in the paint. Over to Eddie Mittermeier for his first three. Right wing money!
There we go. It's always a little backbreaker.
McDonald trails by one, 8-7. Just relentless on that possession. Block over on the left side, that's Borkhart. Shoots it into the lane, Borkhart gets it back. He'll kick out Blomberg for another three. That one comes up short, grabbed his own rebound. He knew it was short, pulls up in the lane. Runner won't go. Rebound muscled down by Woody. Kick out, block. Block for three, nails it right wing.
Talked about it here. Got a rebound.
McDonald trails 11-7. You just can't give this Rib Lake team any extra possessions as a foul up top. Noah held ball. A jump ball possession will go to Rib Lake as Cannon Huss got tied up. Well, as a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered with Blend Ed. Flexible learning options for the way you want to learn. Discover more at lakeland.edu/blended. McDonald trails by two possessions, down 11-7 to Rib Lake, one-third of the way through the first half. Block is open again for three. That one rims out, and a push underneath called against Aiden Misfelt. That's the team's second foul. So leading by four, Rib Lake will inbound. Blomberg right wing. Blomberg shoots into the paint, pull up from 10 feet, back rim no. Rebound snared by Aiden Misfelt. That miss by Quednap. Eddie Mittermeier directing traffic, shoots to Cannon Huss left wing. Huss crossing over on his defender, pulls up at the left elbow, kick over to Jordan Sikora in the left corner. Shoots it out top, right of the circle. Sikora gets it back on the left side. Cannon Huss, show and go at the left block, flips it out to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt attacking down the lane, runner off the back rim, no. Rebound fought for along the baseline, and last touch by McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier will come in, number zero, 5'9" sophomore guard.
Offensive, we just got to get that ball swinging a little bit more side to side. We're doing a little bit stagnant, just going one-on-one and driving to the basket here.
Borkhart goes right side to Vlock. Vlock back up top, Borkhart shoots it over on the left wing. Burkhart holds, back to block. Quick touch pass, knocked away. Eddie Mittermeier with another steal. Mittermeier push ahead. Miles Flanagan down the lane. Can't get the shot to fall. Knocked out of bounds. Staying with McDonald. Good hustle by Huss.
A little hard off the glass, son.
We have a whistle for a moment. Are the officials going to confer on which way this is going? Well, at Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona, visit ghr-ec.com. Kind of a long conference here.
Oh, and it's still here.
Paul remains. 10:54 left.
Number 44. Dallin
Gebauer, the 6-foot junior, comes into the game. And then also Talon Scheidhauer, a 5'9" freshman, also checks in. Eddie Mittermeier off the screen, can't hit the three from the left corner, and it bounces over the top of the backboard and out of bounds.
It's a good shot. I'm going to pick it up here a little bit on defensive here, get this thing going a little bit.
10:48 to go first half. McDonald trailing 11-7 to Rib Lake as Carter Stelter is going to check in. Blomberg goes at the high post, turning. Jumper no good from the left elbow. The miss there by Woody. Eddie Mittermeier on the right wing. Mittermeier attacking hard. Two. The glass. And Eddie Mittermeier with a quick two. He faked like he was going to take the screen. Blomberg, quick three left wing. That one no good. Good box out by Miles Flanagan. Snared that one with one arm. Goes to the outlet. Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier down the lane. Skip out. Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt the head fake. Right back to both Mittermeiers in the corner. A little spacing issue there. Out to Aiden. Aiden straight on for three. Rims in and out. Rebound knocked out of bounds. And that, oh, goodness. I thought that was off of Woody. I must have not seen it correctly.
Timeout.
Timeout on the floor. We're back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Playoff Basketball in a 2-point game. WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
That was a 30-second timeout, not a 60. Apologies, as Blomberg hits a jumper, continues his hot start. He has 8 points, and it's a 4-point game. McDonald miss in the lane. It's been kind of a cold shooting start for the Max and a hot shooting start for the Redmen. 13-9, they lead with 9:30 to go. Driving baseline block, drops it down to Woody. Woody in a crowd, skip out. Wide open look at a three, and maybe that was a long two you mentioned, and no good for Rib Lake. Cooper Mittermeier to Cannon Huss, right corner. He'll spot a three with a man in his face. Doesn't matter. Cannon Huss.
We're always looking for a spark here, and that is exactly what we need.
McDonald trails 13-12. Block up top. Over on the right side. Crossing over. Woody down the lane. Runner finds the bottom of the net.
We switched to a little man-to-man. We're having a little hard time stopping him right now.
Donald trails by three, 15-12. Eddie Mittermeier driving baseline. Shoots it over to Cooper Mittermeier. Wide open for a deep three left wing. Back rim, no. Rebound tracked down by Carter Stelter. Back out to Cooper Mittermeier to Eddie. Eddie wide open for a three left wing. Rattles it in.
There we go. That's
tie game.
It's always wonderful when they go in.
15 apiece. Brother finding brother. Woody. Kick out to Blomberg. Blomberg along the baseline. Whistle on a foul. That's two on Cannon Huss, as you mentioned. Called for a blocking foul with 8:25 left. And that, of course, is significant here. Keegan Galvez will come in. Cannon Huss will check out. Three whistles against McDonald. No fouls committed by Rib Lake yet. A
keep it going. We got this tied up. A little energy.
McDonald can get a lead and keep one here. Inbounds to Gebauer in the left corner. Flip out up top. That's Scheidhauer. Scheidhauer finds Borchardt. Borchardt into the paint. Kick out right side. Gebauer back to Borchardt up top. Right side. He'll show and go at the right elbow. Kick out. Blomberg, he has no hesitation on another three. That one off the far side of the rim. And Flanagan pulls down the rebound. Eddie Mittermeier now on the run for McDonald across the timeline. Eddie Mittermeier, show and go, drives hard to the rim. Good touch off the glass for two.
Great move. It's tough to stop Eddie one-on-one, that's for sure.
He hits the accelerator. Eddie Mittermeier now has 10 points. McDonald has the lead 17-15. See if they can get a run going here. Scheidhauer up top. That's Qued now. Leaves it for Borchardt. Borchardt crossing over, working on Eddie Mittermeier. Backs his way into the right corner. Up top, Blomberg. Blomberg got back out to Borchardt on the right side. Dribble handoff up top. Over to Blomberg again against Keegan Galvez. Trying to add some height on him. High pass in the corner. Gebauer picks it up. Flip out left side, Borchardt. Work around the perimeter into the right corner. McDonald, fan section loving this defensive stand. Borchardt at the right elbow. Kick to Gebauer. He's got a good look at a three. Back rim. Rebound snared by Rib Lake. Scheidhauer got that one, but Cooper Mittermeier took it away, and he's fouled.
Great defense.
Well, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls has just opened up three positions. Night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Great benefits, too. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. Jordan Sikora back in. Aiden Misfeld along with both Mittermeiers and Keegan Galvez. Donald leading 17-15, 7 minutes to go. We're in the first half of this regional semi. We'll go sports on Max TV. Cooper Mittermeier to Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld attacking between three defenders. High off the glass. The touch off the window.
Best part was we had ball movement side to side. Open up those lanes for him to drive it in.
First basket for Aiden Misfeld here tonight. Blomberg lost it up top, but retrieved by a teammate. Now Borchardt has it in the left wing. Woody with 6:35 to go. McDonald leads 19-15. Woody drives hard to the rim over the top of Sikora for two. That's a nice take for the junior. He has 4 points.
Did you coach with Mike Upward?
Back and forth we go. Eddie Mittermeier out to Aiden Misfeld. Jordan Sikora over to Eddie. Eddie falling away for three. Back rim, no. 2-point game as we've almost reached the two-thirds points of the half. Woody over to Vlock. Vlock guarded by Eddie Mittermeier. Over to Woody in the left wing. Gathers, shoots it down in the post. Turning as Borchardt comes up. Short rebound snared by Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier to Eddie. Across the timeline back to Cooper. Aiden Misfeld left wing. Up top, Jordan Sikora. Sikora to Aiden Misfeld in the left corner against Blomberg. Blows right by him. Goes
and
hard.
One.
And
one. Aiden.
And the foul for Aiden.
Nice hard take to the basket.
That's four in a row, looking for five for Aiden Misfeld. Asher Rozowski will come in. Number 34, the 6-foot senior guard. Cooper Mittermeier stays out there. Eddie Mittermeier will take his first break with 5:37 left. McDonald leading by four, looking for five, pending this free throw. That was the second whistle against Rib Lake. Free throw rims in and out. Spun around. 4-point game. Borchardt goes right side for Woody. Woody attacking on the left-handed dribble drive. Out to Vlock. Vlock high off the glass. Too strong. Rebound. Jordan Sikora went up for that one. Sikora looking for a point guard. Finds Asher Rozowski. Shoots it over across the floor. Aiden Misfeld. Cooper Mittermeier right corner. Up top, Jordan Sikora. Sikora back to Asher Rozowski. Tipped pass. Aiden Misfeld grabs it. Cooper Mittermeier to Sikora right of the wheel. Aiden Misfeld left wing. Another show and go. Stepping back into the corner, Jordan Sikora. Sikora to Asher Rozowski. Rotates Mittermeier. Aiden Misfeld left corner. They might give him that three if he wants it. Sikora left block. Out to Aiden. Now he wants a three left wing. That one just a little bit too strong. Keegan Galvez offensive rebound.
Travel.
And called for a travel.
That was great ball movement. And that's just something that, you know, they're looking for those driving lanes, and they just keep moving that ball. They'll open up.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. 4:44 to go, 21-17. McDonald leading by four against Rib Lake in this regional semi. Blomberg to Vlach, left wing against Asher Wazowski. Back to Blomberg. Blomberg to Vlach. Vlach working a left-handed dribble. Pulls up from 15. Off the glass. Too strong. Keegan Galvez rips it down, and he is fouled by Vlach with 4:26 to play. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Eddie Mittermeier back out there. Cooper takes a break. Aiden Misfelt, Asher Wazowski, Jordan Secor, and Keegan Galvez also on the floor for McDonald. Coach Adam Schilling, Cannon Huss on the bench with those two fouls.
I would like to think he will stay there till halftime.
Especially if they can keep and extend this lead. Aiden Misfelt blows by his defender right to the rim and scores. Oh, you can't hang with the senior Aiden Misfelt.
He just was patient and picked his spot.
6-point lead for McDonald. 6 points for Aiden Misfelt. Woody up top. Scheithauer holds it up with the right elbow. Asher Wazowski almost jarred it loose. Burkhart going between his legs against Eddie Mittermeier. Tough shot with the left hand. Well short. Keegan Galvez with the rebound. Quick outlet to Eddie Mittermeier. McDonald's numbers. A 3-on-2. Jordan Secora going hard to the rim. Off the glass. No.
Nice
Keegan
follow.
Galvez follow. No. Rebound. Tracked down by Riblake. Aiden Misfelt picks the pocket. Misfelt will hold. He'll wait. Slide it to Keegan Galvez. Goes hard at the rim and scores.
Great hustle.
First basket for Keegan Galvez. Aiden Misfelt has come to play tonight. Yeah. 8-point game for McDonald. 25-17. Right side, Scheithauer has an open look at a three. Back rims it, rebound, Keegan Galvez, and he's fouled from behind by Gabauer. And now McDonald, as you mentioned, starting to realize the importance of the defensive glass, keeping it clean.
The beauty of McDonald a little bit, we have some depth, so we can keep rotating players in and make something happen.
Blomberg and Vlach will come in for Scheithauer and Gabauer. Jordan Secor will inbound with 3:23 remaining here on Max TV. WOGO Sports, Caleb Swenson and Dave Flanagan with you. Mark Halverson up in Superior tonight in Scheithauer Boys Basketball on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Aiden Misfelt left wing. Misfelt, couple dribbles up top to Sakura. Work right side, Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier finds Aiden Misfelt right of the circle. Jab step, Jordan Secor rotates to Asher Wazowski, left corner. Wazowski holding, shoots it up top, Aiden Misfelt. Right of the circle, back out to Asher. Asher attacking into the lane, kick out Jordan Secor in the left corner. Secor inside the arc now, shoots it back to Wazowski, the senior. Up top, Aiden Misfelt thinks about a three, takes a three, rims in and out.
That's a great shot. Just didn't go.
Left side is Burkhart for Riblake. 2:39 to go in an 8-point game. Burkhart goes in hard at the rim, too strong, off the back bracket. Eddie Mittermeier, right wing. Mittermeier against Vlach, crossing over on him, driving baseline, tiptoeing out to Asher Wazowski. Open look at a three! Swish! Oh, Asher Wazowski spotted it, drained it.
Happy for him. It's been about 2 months, I think, since he's made one of those buggers.
That is his 10th of the season. A whistle on the other side as, again, the team fouls evening out here. It's four straight, I believe, against Riblake. Now that'll be the fourth on McDonald. We'll give us time to let you know that online or in person, learn your way. This is nothing new for Lakeland University. They've been doing online education for over 25 years. Lakeland University always connected with options for you. Lakeland.edu/blended. Woody at the line. First free throw, no good. 2:14 left, 11-point game. McDonald leads 28-17. Andrew Woody, the junior, second free throw is perfect. Give him 5 points on the first half. It's now a 10-point deficit for Riblake. It's your McDonald Max here on Max TV. Keegan Galvez up top. Flips it over to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier at the right elbow. Aiden Misfelt. Looking maybe for another blow by here. Left side, Jordan Secor. Asher Wazowski up to Eddie Mittermeier. Close defense on him by Blomberg. They'll find Secor in the right corner. Jordan Secor, the sophomore, out to Asher Wazowski. Rotates to Mittermeier, left corner. Back up top, Jordan Secor. Asher Wazowski, jab step to Aiden Misfelt. Borkhart's giving him a little room there. Jordan Secor in the left corner against Woody. Jab steps, working down along the block. Pull up, off the glass, a little bit too strong. Rebound batted out by Keegan Galvez.
Oh boy.
Galvez wants it back. Touch pass, but threw it away. Vlach high on the right. 28-18 McDonald. Minute 22 left. We're in the first half of this regional semi. Borkhart Right side of Locke. Deep three right wing. That one rims in and out. Rebound pulled down by Keegan Galvez. He has looked good on the glass tonight.
Well, talked about it. And early on, we had a little trouble, but now we got it going.
On the left wing, Jordan Sikora against Woody. Shoots it over Rozowski. Rozowski, Aiden Misfeld. McDonald being patient here on offense. 56 seconds to play. Eddie Mittermeier snaps off the three. Back rim, no. Rebound Woody of Rib Lake. Still a 10-point game, 28-18 McDonald. 47 seconds to play. Woody shoots it over left side. Yeah, it looked like a travel. Keegan Galvez changed a shot, and the miss by Quednow. Eddie Mittermeier. Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld down the lane. His pass knocked away, and Woody with his steal. Woody on the run. Drops it down to Vlock, and Vlock an easy two. That stops the scoring drought for Rib Lake. 24 seconds to play. 8-point game. Eddie Mittermeier. Euro steps between two defenders. Hammered hard as he goes to the hole, and he'll be shooting two. Well, Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Eddie Mittermeier at the line for the first time tonight. He has 10 points, a game high. Give him 11. Does that first free throw look good for the 82% foul shooter? Asher Rozowski out. Carter Stelter in with 20.2 seconds remaining before halftime. And pretty fast-paced first half.
Yeah. What, 25 minutes. We out of here by 8.
Eddie Mittermeier back to the line and rims out the free throw. So a 9-point game and a whistle and a travel in the far corner.
You going to put Cannon in? Yep, there he goes.
So Cannon Huss will come in for some offensive firepower. The 17.4 remaining. 29-20 McDonald. A big possession here to end the half.
Somebody's got to go out. There we go.
Keegan Galvez going to exit.
Hopefully we hold for one.
Huss will inbound right in front of the Red Rib Lake Redmen bench to Carter Stelter. Stelter rotates to Aiden Misfeld, finds Cannon Huss, cutting to the basket, reverse layup, no. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Good hustle by Carter Stelter.
Yeah, there we go.
And Cannon Huss is going to quickly check out for Keegan Galvez to prevent any last-second foul. The inbound action worked well, but just a tough shot for Cannon Huss wouldn't quite go down.
We'll take that every time.
10 seconds to play in a 9-point game. Woody up top, and he's fouled by Jordan Sikora. That is the team's fifth foul. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, inbound to the backcourt with 7 seconds. That's Blomberg. Blomberg goes left side. Borkhart, deep three. That one back rim, no. Keegan Galvez, another rebound. He'll throw it up from 60 feet. That one hits the glass. McDonald, back and forth first half. They come back and lead by 9 at the break in this regional semifinal. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes with stats, highlights, analysis, and more. That's in 3.5 here on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Spilling it on yourself. Your favorite pair of pants, splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel, call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Well, as Mark Maloney is absent visiting baby Freya and the family out in New Jersey, here are Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. First, we'll shout out Glenn Maloney at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. That's where Mark is. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana, now an instructor down there teaching avionics and B-52s. Jory Kubishik at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico, recently married. Kyle Nicole Leadholm, Dover Air Force Base, Maryland, getting ready to go to Japan. Greg Hovland is a Colfax grad at Scott Air Force Base, Illinois, expecting their first child, a daughter. Sarah Passant-Bovey with the 133rd Civil Engineers with the Minnesota Air Force National Guard. Kristen Levesser Davis in the Air Force National Guard in Minneapolis has now moved back to Chippewa with her husband, Travis. Carter Billen, working security forces at Fairchild Air Force Base in Washington. Austin Tollefson in the Marine Corps Reserves, currently a staff sergeant out of the Great Lakes region in Illinois. Jordan Chartrand, the Army station at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. John Hayton from Colfax, the Army Guard out of Spooner. Brandon Anderson, also from Colfax, active duty in the Navy. Wayne Trimble, McDonald grad of 96, currently at Fort McCoy, 22 years of service in the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Noah Stewart, Chi-High grad currently stationed at Lackland Air Force Base in Texas. Chuck Gardo, another Chi-High grad in the Marine Corps stationed in Hawaii. Ellie Eckes, McDonald grad in the Army National Guard in Chippewa. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, Chi-High graduate in the Air Force stationed in Germany. Recently proposed to his girlfriend and is getting married. Matt Pulver, off at Air Force Base in Nebraska, flying reconnaissance RC-135s. And Mason Gadel, a 2022 Chi-High grad with the Merchant Marines. That's Mark Maloney's military shout-outs, our halftime tradition here on WOGO Sports on Max TV. Well, good to have you with us, Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan, with you live at Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium as we will get this second half started. McDonald leading 29-20 with their original starting five out there, and they'll be on the attack to begin the second half. Cannon Huss going right to work in the right block. Kicks it out to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt down the lane. Jordan Sikora backed out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier down the lane. Pulls up just inside the left elbow. That one popped in and out.
So you're once. What are we in? We're a little man-to-man?
Yep.
Woody up top against Vlock. Vlock at the foul line, leaning into Aiden Misfelt. Slides a bounce pass down low. Pass knocked away for a moment. Back out to Woody. Woody, a little head fake. Drop down to Burkhardt. His shot swatted away by Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie on the right wing. I don't know that we've called a lot of blocks from Eddie this year. Cannon Huss in a double team.
There we go.
Goes up, scores anyway.
We knew they were going to get the ball into him this half.
Double-digit lead for McDonald, 31-20. Block up top to Blomberg. Blomberg gathers in the lane. Too strong off the window. Cannon Huss snares the rebound. Quick outlet to Eddie Mittermeier, far side of the floor. Eddie with a full head of steam down the lane. Beautiful touch with the left hand, but just a bit too strong. Now Woody pursued from behind. Keegan Galvez almost picked the pocket. Woody down the lane. Tough off the glass.
Wow.
Got a nice runner.
That was a nice shot.
Andrew Woody, give him 7 points. 31-22, the McDonald lead back to single digits. Eddie Mittermeier along the baseline, passes loose. Keegan Galvez retrieves it, kick out Cannon Huss, wide open, right wing three, no. Rebound, Aiden Misfelt went up for that one. Offensive board. Drops right down to Cannon Huss. Huss, double teamed, baby hook, no, in the lane. Burkhardt across the logo, shoots it to Vlock. Vlock skips it back inbounds. Along the baseline, tough shot, too strong. Rebound, Jordan Sikora, push ahead to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier, a race to the rim, and he'll win that race every time.
Yes, we'll take that. Nice bust out.
13 for Mittermeier. Good look by the sophomore, Jordan Sikora. 33-22, McDonald, matching their largest lead by 11. Quick three by Vlock. That one too strong. Rebound, Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier weaving his way across the logo, down the lane again, trying to go coast to coast, and he will get shoved from behind. And Eddie's saying, where's the foul? The official's not going to give a call here. And they'll say knocked out of bounds, last touched by Rib Lake. So it will be McDonald basketball with 15:47 to play in an 11-point game. And we have a whistle. And
I think we got a warning from somebody
on the McDonald bench. And Coach Schilling using this as an opportunity to get in an extra word or two with the officials about,
well, who can we blame in the crowd? Who should we pick at?
Well, let's see who's sitting over there. And now we've got a whistle as Eddie Mittermeier is bumped in the corner. And that will be a foul, the first of the second half, on the inbound action before it can even be inbounded. Eddie Mittermeier goes sprawling. That was the second whistle against Tanner Vlock. Throw it into Jordan Sikora. And Jordan, he just goes with that triple threat. And you think for a moment, he's not really going to take it from just inside half court, is he? But wouldn't doubt that he's tried that a few times in practice just to see. Aiden Misfelt at the left elbow, working a left-handed dribble. Back up top, Cannon Huss. Keegan Galvez, right wing. Galvez back to Jordan Sikora to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt jab step, Keegan Galvez left wing. Galvez attacking, he's doubled, spins, goes up with the right hand, comes up short, offensive rebound, Aiden Misfelt again. Back out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier inside the arc. Flip out Jordan Sikora. Big head fake. Sikora pulls up in the lane. Out to Aiden. Misfelt at the foul line. Flip to Eddie Mittermeier. Deep three right of the circle. Yes!
And Rip Lake's doing a great job of that three-point line and in, taking away stuff. But, you know, they got to get out there a little further.
16 for Mittermeier. His 112th three of the season. And a foul called on Keegan Galvez. It looked like a pretty nice block for Keegan. Maybe a little body in there, not sure. Well, fresh, never frozen beef cooked up only after you order the Butterburger from Culver's. Have one today at Culver's of Lake Halley. Culver's has the fresh custard, the real Wisconsin cheese curds made with only the freshest Wisconsin cheddar, then deep-fried golden brown served hot. Where else but Culver's of Lake Halley. Thank you to Corey and the crew. Another free throw missed by Rib Lake. Or no, I'm sorry. Woody hit that one. Second one is missed. And we have a whistle on McDonald.
Violation.
Clean violation, so they'll give Woody another chance here. I believe that's Andrew Woody's second free throw make, but he'll get a chance at a third here. 36-23 ball game. Second free throw is good. 12-point game, 36-24. McDonough with the lead. Eddie Mittermeier jogs across the midstripe. Keegan Galvez leaves it for Jordan Sikora. Sikora finds Eddie Mittermeier. Vlock not going to give him any room. Aiden Misfelt kicks back out. Work to Cannon Huss. Huss, big ball fake. Got his man in the air. Euro step in the lane. Beautiful touch with the right hand. Oh, that was smooth and soft.
That's Cannon. I mean, he just loves to score, and he's very good at it.
38-24, largest lead of the night for McDonald. Woody is left wide open for three, and that one good. Too much space there for Andrew Woody, the junior.
Timeout.
Timeout on the floor. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
14-19 remaining in the game in this WIAA Division 5 regional semifinal. McDonald led by 9 at the break. They lead by 11 right now, 38-27. And Max with possession as well. Mittermeier at the point.
Rib Blake's going to switch to a little zone, a little 1-3-1.
Aiden Misfelt right wing in front of his own bench. Holds over his head, long cross-court skip. Jordan Sikora takes the three. Hold on to it, drop it at the high post. Cannon Huss shoots it down. Keegan Galvez, kick out, wide open, Eddie Mittermeier. And that one too long, and an offensive foul called underneath. The scramble for the rebound. Who'd they get for that one? Keegan Galvez, Keegan, it looks like. That's his second, team second.
Keegan's got to shoot that ball up in there. He's got a height advantage way over these guys.
4 minutes gone by here in the second half in an 11-point game. Rib Lake could change that in a hurry. We know they can shoot. Blomberg pushes it out to Vlock, who lost it off his toe for a moment, then got it back. Doesn't take a screen, goes up top. Workhart, left side to Blomberg. Blomberg, dangerous pass in the lane. The left block, tough shot along the baseline. No, and Eddie Mittermeier off the miss from Quidnow. Mittermeier left side in to Misfelt. Misfelt. Flipped down beautifully to Keegan Galvez for two.
Nice find by Aiden.
Threading the needle, Aiden Misfelt. Again, he is just at a different level tonight on all ends of the floor. Blomberg to answer for three, and that's an air ball. Right wing miss for the junior. 13-12 left, 40-27 McDonald. Jordan Sikora out, Cooper Mittermeier in for McDonald. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Keegan Galvez, left corner, out to Aiden Misfelt on the left wing, beyond the arc. A drop down to Cannon Huss. Blomberg into the passing lane, knocks it out of bounds with 12:57 to play. And who will be inbounding this one for
Hurry
McDonald?
Up, boys.
Somebody's got to. Jordan Sikora on the floor for McDonald.
Fake.
Keegan Galvez goes hard to the rim as he fakes his man out of his sneakers and blows by him. 15-point lead for McDonald, 42-27.
Well-designed play.
Blumberg out to Woody. Woody, a deep three left in the circle. Got another one. Wow. Andrew Woody, 8.4 points per game. He has 14 tonight.
They will not go away.
15, excuse me. 12-point game, 42-30, McDonald. Left side, Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld in the corner. Cannon Huss calling for it in the paint along the left block. Aiden attacking. Kick out. Keegan Galvez. Galvez pulls it up at the foul line. Kick out to Cooper Mittermeier in the right corner. Back to Aiden. Aiden looks to the post. Can't get it in there right now. Finds Keegan Galvez. Galvez cutting between two defenders. No. Offensive rebound for a moment, but knocked away to Rib Lake. Whistle and a technical foul. Called on McDonald.
And Keegan.
Keegan Galvez was not happy with that, and so the officials.
That'll be his third foul as well.
And that will be the third on Keegan Galvez, the third on McDonald here in the second half as well. A little frustration boiling over here, so Vlock will take the free throw at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Vlock gets the rim and in on the first free throw. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Second free throw is good for Vlock. You hit them both. They'll get possession as well. Man, don't want to give this Rib Lake team anything free. It's now a 10-point game, 42-32.
Is that the
fourth on Keegan Galvez?
That was the third, but... Because he didn't get called for a foul.
Not that I'm aware of. They're showing four on Keegan. That takes a lot of height off the floor for McDonald. On the left side... Gebauer, open look at a three and nails it. Dalen Gebauer, the senior, wearing the rec specs, left all alone on the left wing, and he splashes a triple, and it's a 7-point game. McDonald's lead cut in half.
Gonna have to dig down here a little bit.
Eddie Mittermeier fouled by Gebauer. Little shove up top, got an elbow up high, and that will be the second whistle and the second foul on Gebauer. 11:35 left. McDonald leading 42-35. Just needing to get a little composure back here. Miles Flanagan on the floor along with both Mittermeier's Aiden Misfeld and Cannon Huss. Scrappy Rib Lake team. Just refuses to go away. Not looking like a number 9 seed.
Nope. That's all right. Makes us work hard here.
Cooper Mittermeier up top. Wide open for a three. Drained it! Cooper Mittermeier took his time, knocked it through.
That's it, Cooper.
His 17th of the season, 45-35, McDonald. Woody against Cannon Huss. Shoots it left side, outside the arc. Block up top, checked by Aiden Misfeld. Block back to Woody. Woody's been dangerous from beyond the arc. He'll step back for another three. Got another one. Straight on, Andrew Woody.
We got a little life.
Junior in a hot hand and a travel in the backcourt on Eddie Mittermeier as he couldn't quite decide where he was going with the basketball. 7-point game with 10:54 left. And possession to Rib Lake. And they finished strong against Turtle Lake on Tuesday night. That tight, high-scoring game. Block hands off to Scheidhauer. Working off a screen from Gebauer. Gives it back to Block in the right corner. Block working left-handed dribble up top. Woody leaves it for Blomberg on the left side. Blomberg just inside the arc to Gebauer. Right side, Woody. Cannon Huss on him. Woody flips to Blomberg up top, right side block now. Outside the arc, back to Woody. Woody Travel. Head fake and walk for the basketball. 10:26 left. Make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. Aiden Misfeld on the right wing. Outside the arc, drops down to Cannon Haas, right block extended, runs into a double team. Out to Eddie Mittermeier, corner pocket three, left side comes up short.
Miles
Flanagan battles down the rebound. Out to Cooper Mittermeier, to Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld doesn't take the three, goes hard at the rim instead, and can get three in the old-fashioned way.
Nice take. Miles, good job keeping that ball alive.
47-38, McDonald leads by nine, can get a double-digit advantage If Aiden Misfelt can knock through the free throw, that's 8 for Aiden Misfelt. And some substitutions coming up. Well, it's time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower, or how about a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. That's Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. And one opportunity here for Aiden Misfelt, the senior. Free throw away and perfect. 9 for Aiden, 10 the lead for McDonald. As we traverse to the 10-minute mark here, the second half. Woody up top. Left side. Cannon Haas almost knocking it loose. And he gets it back from Borkhart in the right corner. Woody pulls up just outside the lane and a push underneath.
That's 4 on him.
And Gebauer, I believe. 9:44 left. 48-38 game. And that is 4 on Dylan Gebauer. The team fouls even at 4 apiece. Cooper Mittermeier, Eddie Mittermeier, Cannon Huss, Aiden Misfelt, and Miles Flanagan on the floor for McDonald.
Just work this ball here a little bit, grind him a little bit.
And again to Aiden Misfelt. Straight
here
on.
Comes.
Misfelt to Eddie Mittermeier, left side, spots up a 3.
Foul.
He's
three.
Hit. He'll go to the line for 3. Good helping hand up for Miles Flanagan. The thing is, he gets fouled and will shoot 3 free throws, but with Eddie, you kind of expect him to make that.
Yeah.
Maybe too hard of a foul that time.
You know, he has been falling down a little bit more, a little bit of flop action, but this kid got him this time.
Gets the rim and in on the free throw for Eddie Mittermeier, his second make from the charity stripe tonight. He is 2 for 3, 49-38. McDonald back up 11. 2 more free throws pending for Eddie Mittermeier. Second one on the way. That one's perfect. Great rotation through the bottom of the net. Help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. SIM4Kids.com. That's SIM4Kids.com. 3 in a row for Eddie Mittermeier. Hits all 3. And it's 51-38 McDonald. 9.5 to go here in this regional semi. Borkhart in the lane in a crowd of white jerseys. Turns, goes up too strong. Miles Flanagan pulls down another rebound. Aiden Misfelt will slow it down a bit across the timeline. High on the right. Eddie Mittermeier moves it on the left side. Back to Cannon Huss. Work back to Eddie. Eddie finds Cannon Huss at the right block. Huss, tough shot off the glass, too strong. Flanagan bats out the offensive rebound. Aiden Misfelt left corner. Work back to Eddie on the right side. Shoots it over to Cannon Huss in front of his own bench with 8:52 to play. Cannon Huss back out. Aiden Misfelt right of the wheel. Cooper Mittermeier jabs up to Cannon Huss. Huss backing his man down. Pulls up from 10 feet and a nice soft touch.
Nice little back down by Cannon.
Huss in the double digits with 11. McDonald leads 53-38, their largest advantage of the night. Another quick trigger on a 3. That's Qued now. That one off the mark and trying to save it along the baseline and knocking it off of Eddie Mittermeier. Quick action down there by Blomberg.
Good hustle by Eddie and Miles.
Block's going to come back in. 8:26 to play. And he will handle the inbounding duties. Eddie Mittermeier doing jumping jacks in front of him. Flip it to Blomberg on the left side. Blomberg over to Borkhart. Block right wing. Borkhart straight on.
Right out there.
Right now on the left side. Over to Block. Block pulls up for a 3 left wing. Wow. Very smooth shot from Tanner Block. That's his second hit from downtown. First this half. And Rib Lake just will not lay down. Under 8 to go. 53-41. McDonald leads by 12. Aiden Misfelt attacking again. Off the glass. No. Gets his own rebound and takes it back out. Misfelt high on the right side. Timeout taken by Adam Schilling. We are back in 1 minute. This is Max Basketball, WOGO Sports on Max TV.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services. Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
7:50 remains in regulation. McDonald leading by 12 over Rib Lake in this WIAA Division 5 regional semifinal, 53-41. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you, WOGO Radio on Max TV. Winner moves on tomorrow night to take on Clear Lake or Owen Withy in the 5 versus 4 matchup. Cannon Huss up top has his pass knocked away by Scheithauer. Scheithauer saves it back inbounds to Borkhart, and Miles Flanagan comes from behind and knocks it loose. Now Cannon Huss in trouble near midcourt, and a foul on Blomberg. And I believe that was the last one of the half to give. That was the sixth.
All right, we'll be in bonus after this. Good.
Eddie Mittermeier will walk it across midcourt. 12-point game. Aiden Misfelt on the right wing finds Cooper Mittermeier up top. Left side, Eddie. Drops down to Cannon Huss in the left corner. Huss backing down out to Cooper Mittermeier right wing. Over to Cannon. Drops over to Eddie inside the arc. Eddie backtracks with a dribble, goes between his legs with 7:05 to go. Cooper Mittermeier right side to Cannon Huss left wing. Cannon show and go, backing into the lane, spinning inside the block, too strong, offensive rebound, put back, Miles Flanagan with the touch going up high.
Oh, his grandmother's watching. She's pretty happy now.
55-41, Flanagan his first bucket, going the other way and way too strong off the window. Flanagan with the rebound off the miss from Borkhart. Now McDonald wants to push. Aiden Misfelt crossing over on his man, and Borkhart picks up the foul, and that will send Aiden Misfelt to the line. The bonus. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. That's Northwestern Bank. Again, a one-and-one opportunity for Aiden Misfeld as Jordan Sikora will check in for Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper's played some good minutes here tonight.
Yes, he has. Knocked down that three. That's big.
Woody comes in for Borkhart. That was his second foul, but the seventh on Rib Lake. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald High School Sports on WOGO for over 30 years. White City Glass. And they're stopping for a moment. I don't know if they're checking for some blood or something out there.
There's some blood on the... Well, maybe not.
Looks like we're good. And Aiden Misfelt sitting at 9 points. Chance to get into double digits. First free throw here and rattles out. Offensive rebound. Cannon Huss goes
and
up
one.
Hard. And he goes down. And a foul. Up and hard for Huss.
Now those are little backbreakers.
Oh, the senior just wanting it more. Man, he was in a crowd of black and maroon there. And just too strong. 57-41 McDonald and Huss going to the line for the free throw. The old-fashioned three-point play, you bet.
All right, play a little more deep. Get up on this kid, that's for sure. Don't let him just walk up.
Woody will walk into a three, and that one off the mark, but an offensive rebound kick out for Vlock. He'll take a three in rhythm. Back rim, no. Another offensive rebound, that one to Blomberg. Blomberg steps into a three. That one back rim, and finally Cannon Huss clears the rebound for McDonald. Again, those three threes, decent looks.
Yeah.
None of them went down as Cannon Huss spinning in the lane, goes up and under, and rims another one in.
All right, everybody's got to locate a guy here now. There we
now
go.
A timeout on the floor. Full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds. McDonald's starting to roll here in the regional semifinal.
To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than a Culver's creamy, fresh frozen custard and your favorite mix-ins? We handcraft every concrete mixer exactly the way you like. From caramel to your favorite candies like Butterfinger.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald's Athletics.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonnell High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
6:05 remaining in regulation. McDonald has opened up a 19-point lead over Rib Lake. And the Redmen will inbound the basketball. Looking for needing a spark here. Woody will try to provide that with another three. He'll go off the front rim and an offensive rebound. Again for Rib Lake. Quick three, Scheidhauer in the corner, and he will stick
jump it. Jump ball, stay there.
Into a jump ball situation as he'll wedge it between the bracket. And Cannon Haas will knock it loose. McDonald 60, Rib Lake 41, 5:49 to go. Possession arrow favors the Red Men. So Vlock will inbounds. Eddie Mittermeier right in front of him. Vlock drops it in right side. And Scheidhauer there. Out to Woody, Cannon, Huss. Put a hand right in his face. Woody to Vlock up top with 5:40 to play. Vlock left side. Puts it on the floor with the right hand. Finds Woody underneath the hoop. Woody pumps, and Cannon Huss got a piece of that one and great, knocked it to himself.
Great defense by Cannon.
Just holding his ground. Under 5.5 to go. Cannon Huss with the screen for Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier driving baseline. Kick out Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt head fake in the lane. Lost it. Knocked away and blocked with the steal. Block on the left wing against Eddie Mittermeier. Crosses over outside the lane. Trying to drive baseline. Pull up. Fall away. Tough shot along the baseline. No good. Miles Flanagan another rebound. And you can live with them taking those shots.
Yep. Make it tough on them here. 5 to go.
Aiden Misfelt across the timeline. Shoots left side, Jordan Sikora. Sikora finds Cannon Huss. Huss pulls up from 8. Back rim, no. Rebound pulled in and a foul underneath.
Miles got caught reaching.
Well, Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. 3 generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com at StelterIncorporated.com. 4:47 remaining in regulation. 19-point game. Down on a 9-point lead at halftime, and Miles Flanagan, a reach through on Blomberg, will pick up another quick foul.
Here comes Carter.
That's the second on Flanagan. Carter Stelter will sub in. And that was the sixth on McDonald. So both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. Block will hold, and Eddie Mittermeier kicks it out of bounds off the inbounds pass. Winner again moves on to a regional final tomorrow night. It'll be hosted here if McDonald hangs on to this 19-point lead. Right side, Block against Eddie Mittermeier. Block shoots it over to Woody. He'll take a deep three left side, back rim this time, and Jordan Sikora with the rebound. Sikora will hold and work it across the floor to Eddie Mittermeier with 4:22 left. Sikora up top. Goes to Aiden Misfelt. Eddie Mittermeier right side. Gets by his defender. Finds Sikora in the right corner. Up top. Aiden Misfelt. McDonald going to be plenty patient here with his 19-point lead as we'll traverse in a moment under 4 minutes to play. Cannon Huss, good position, down low, goes over the top of his defender. Another hoop in harm for Huss from low on the right.
Great job of clearing out. They had no weak side help, one-on-one, and that's pretty tough for that kid to guard Cannon, that's for sure.
Cannon Huss, just an incredible second half. Again, being limited by foul trouble in the first half, and now he is just having his way. Another end one hits the free throw. It is 63-41 McDonald. Under four to go. Woody up top. Crossing over, goes between his legs, left side. That's Scheithauer, pulls up at the left elbow. Back out to Blomberg. Woody drops down, right block extended. Borchardt will turn from 16 feet along the baseline. No rebound, knocked through a couple pairs of hands, and Borchardt actually took it off the back of Carter Stelter, who'd fallen to a knee. Vlock for a three. Back bracket, no. Rebound, Stelter, and Stelter is fouled, and he will go to the line, shooting the final one and one. It's double bonus the rest of the way for McDonald.
Carter with a nice box out. Let's knock him down here now, Carter.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Free throw for Carter Stelter off the mark on the first. Gabe Bauer is going to come back into this one, the senior, with those four fouls as Scheithauer exits. 3:31 on the clock, 22-point lead for McDonald. You're on WOGO, Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, live on Max TV. Stelter, the senior, second free throw. That one's good. Stelter gets into the scorer's book with a tally. 64-41, McDonald. Blomberg bumped up top. Crossed over on the left side for Vlock. Vlock stepping back on the left wing. Working his way down the lane through a wild pass in the corner. Blomberg retrieves. He'll try a quick three. That one, an air ball. Aiden Misfelt stands under it. Finds Cannon Huss. Huss pumps up and scores.
Great two-on-one. Read by Aiden. Nice little bounce pass.
66-41, under 3 minutes to go. McDonald rolling now, and they'll start to send some more subs in. Backdoor pass and a kick. Prevents what could have been a pretty easy layup for Blomberg. Miles Flanagan, Ashley Rizowski, Cooper Mittermeier comes in, and for the first time tonight, Brady Rubenter, the 6-foot senior forward, number 14, into the game for McDonald as they are in control with 2:53 remaining. Block.
There's another kick.
To Gabe Bauer, and another quick kick, as you mentioned. 2:51 left. Drop it into Woody. Left block extended. Rubenzer on him. Woody trying to back him down. Turns, falling away along the baseline. Back rim, no. Miles Flanagan pulls down another rebound. Good defense there by Brady Rubenzer. Carter Stelter with 2:38 to play. Up top.
Make him play.
Brady Rubenzer right side to Asher Wazowski. Finds Carter Stelter with 2:26 to play. Back to Asher in the right corner. Brady Rubenzer holds on the left wing at 2:19 left and threw it away, then almost got it back near midcourt. Block a little bit faster to the ball. Block throws it across the floor to Blomberg. Blomberg snaps off a three, back rim, and they have just gone absolutely dry in the second half here from beyond the arc. Bennett McDonald's defense getting into the legs.
Yeah, pushed him out a little bit. You know, you live and die by that stuff.
Stelter to Cooper Mittermeier. He'll snap off a three. Left corner. Couldn't get his second one of the night.
I thought he had it.
That one rimmed in and out. Blocked to Woody on the left wing. Woody driving baseline. Rubenzer picks him up, and a timeout taken. We'll be back after this on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
It's back. Country RV's annual open house. Mark your calendars for March 8th through the 12th. Country RV's open house is on location, and if you've not been out before, you need to come out and see what all their customers found out. Voted by the Valley as one of the best 6 years running, is proud to still be independently owned, owner-operated, and providing their customers with the same products and service since 1997, which all starts with one word, pride. Looking to buy, upgrade, or just getting started? Come and see why Country RV has the most loyal and repeat customers around. Shop their full inventory, new or used, travel trailers, fifth wheels, park models, and toy hauler, big, medium, and small. See them all with more units coming yet for spring. Save on parts, accessories, holding tanks, hitching, and more. Country RV's open house and RV show is coming March 8th through the 12th. Learn more today at countryrvwi.com.
McDonald, some substitutions out of the timeout. Mason Bussey gets in, the freshman, number 54. And Bussey, a 6'4" freshman. Also, subs coming in as the seniors will be recognized for Rib Lake. 90 seconds remaining, 66-41. We'll have a lot coming up on our WOGO postgame here on Max TV. Minute 28 left. And Coach Henderson pretty much emptying the bench here for Rib Lake, getting everybody in.
Yep, a little conceding.
They battled hard.
They did.
They made us work. Left wing, that comes up short. Carter Stelter with the rebound for McDonald. Asher Rozowski back to Stelter. Right of the circle. Drops down to Bussey. Bussey at the left block. Kick out to Stelter. You can hear the crowd wanting Mason Bussey to get a bucket.
Bussey. There he goes.
Drop down to Bussey. Bussey up with the left hand. Maybe partially blocked. Gets it back. Fighting for it along the baseline to Asher Rozowski. Rozowski flips up a runner. No. Comes up too strong off the window with 46 seconds to play. Still 66-41 McDonald. On the right side. Along the baseline just inside the arc is Joseph Treffinger, the freshman. Again, some youngsters out there. Seth Borkhardt, another freshman. 29 seconds remaining in a 25-point game.
Brady.
Pass along the baseline. Seth Borkhardt makes the shot. Borkhardt pulls up just inside the foul line. Left-handed runner. Rebound through a couple pairs of hands and back to Borkhardt. Ethan Cook now, another freshman. With 10 seconds left. 66-41 McDonald, a long shot airballed with 5.3, and now the Max should be able to just run this one to its conclusion.
Hold that ball.
Carter Stelter will inbound to Cooper Mittermeier, and Mittermeier will jog it slowly toward mid-part. And as the clock hits zeros here in Chippewa Falls, the McDonald Max advance to a regional final. Yet again, your final score, the McDonald Max 66, the Rib Lake Redmen 41. McDonald moves to 25-1 on the season. Rib Lake 13-13 on the year. Coming up, the Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service and affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We are back in 3.5 on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Slocum & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Slocum & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools is committed to the formation of your child, mind, body, spirit, and community. A learning environment where Christ is honored and welcome.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education at McDonald. That's the Mac way. Income-based free tuition programs close April 20th, so enroll your child today.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. Two Ovenworks pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
Northwestern Bank,
delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
We welcome you into the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. A lot coming up. We'll have your second half highlights. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling. We'll get you the leading scorers as well. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you. Again, WOGO Sports live on Max TV as McDonald wins at 66-41 here in the regional semifinal. And we mentioned this throughout the contest, Dave. This Rib Lake team, they made the Max work.
Yeah, well, you know, going in, you talked about their guards, and they had three very good guards. Athletic, yeah. Could shoot, could go. So, you know, so they did put a little bit of a, you know, push the McDonald a little bit, but then, you know, slowly but surely, I think our depth took over. And you know, you got Cannon going the second half, so, I mean, things went in our favor.
Again, Cannon Huss, an incredible second half after dealing with some foul trouble. And McDonald, we'll get to the scoring stats in a minute, Dave, but they had nine players score again. And when you're getting that production from your bench, too, when you need it, just light a little bit of a spark and wait till guys like Cannon can get back out there and find his rhythm.
Yeah, I think that, well, and that's one of the things that, you know, that's the luxury we have sometimes against some of these other teams, that, you know, other teams are maybe, you know, 5-6 and we can go 7-8-9. And the nice thing is those kids coming off the bench provided a spark, and we needed a little bit of a spark tonight, and we got it.
McDonald will move on tomorrow night in the regional final. It'll be right here, 6:30 start on Max TV and WOGO Radio, or just on Max TV, pending the result of the Chi High game tonight. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling in a few moments, back after this on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Head coach Adam Schilling joins us. And coach, once again in a familiar spot, moving on to the regional final. And before we break down this one just a bit, it certainly feels better winning this game at home and knowing you're going to host the regional final. Again, that was one of your goals after that tough loss at Athens last year, when you had to go to Clear Lake and then to Athens, saying we don't want to be on these long road trips on back-to-back nights.
Yeah, I told the seniors, you know, tomorrow, no matter what, is going to be the last game they play in this gym. And they earned the right to play that game here, and now we got to make the most of it, hopefully. So I think, you know, if we can carry some things over from tonight, I think we can be in good shape tomorrow. But I'm definitely glad we'll be playing at home.
Coach, certainly those seniors leading the way so often for this team. And Cannon Huss spectacular in the second half. Eddie Mittermeier carried you a lot offensively in the first half. But someone who really, really stuck out to us tonight was Aiden Misfeldt. Scoring, yes, he had 9 points. But rebounding, again, defense, passing, he really, really played a complete game tonight, it seems.
Yeah, especially when we kind of needed somebody to give us a spark. He just had some good drives to the basket when we were kind of struggling early on offense, and then had some really nice passes. Defense and rebounding was all there. So he's really good at just kind of finding what the team needs and then fulfilling that for us, and just a really nice, solid game for him again.
Coach, early on, Riblake was hitting a lot of shots, but a lot of those were second and even third chance opportunities. Did you like the way your team responded on the boards?
Yeah, I thought, after we kind of settled down a little bit, our defense got a little better, and a lot of that is rebounding. So, I think we had some good offensive rebounds also, which gave us some second chances, but that's something we've been really working on, and it was good to see us kind of go out and put that into our game.
And again, a regional championship on the line tomorrow. You get to host it here against the winner of that Clear Lake and Owen Withy game. What do you tell your team when they're leaving here tonight, knowing it's a quick turnaround, and I'm sure maybe you can have a walkthrough or something tomorrow, but I mean, these back-to-back games, you don't see that a lot during the season other than right here at the regional, semi-regional final level, and it's something very unique that you have to be ready for physically and mentally.
Yeah, and the way we scheduled this year, I think we had a couple tournaments where we played back-to-back games, and so it's something we've done before, and I guess we did do it back-to-back here in our holiday tournament, but playing those games back-to-back at home, I think, makes it a little easier to swallow. And these kids are pretty young. They shouldn't be tired. I know when I was that age, I wasn't tired. So I don't feel too bad for them. I think they'll be ready to go.
Coach, we are looking forward to it, and we love saying we'll see you tomorrow night.
Me too. Thank you guys for coming. Appreciate it.
That's head coach Adam Schilling here in the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Back in three, we're going to have highlights. We're going to have your leading scorers as well. That's all ahead in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports on Max TV.